It's the Charmed Ones. Mine is Piper.
Again, it's just me by myself again. Hopefully the next episode we can get Tony on. Again, that's a big maybe. We still both have a lot of things going on in our lives right now, but I do think we can more than likely have next week it be the both of us for the first time ever, which will be really fun. But for this week, I thought we would have a discussion about OnlyFans, which has become really popular since, you know, everybody had to quarantine, everybody got laid off their jobs. You know, it's become a lot more popular than it ever was before. And I'm actually going to be, I've already watched this YouTube video, but I figured let's watch it again. And then as I'm watching it, I'm going to pause and give commentary on, because there's three girls in this video. None of them have an OnlyFans or know anyone that has an OnlyFans. So it's a good, I feel like this is like the other person narrative that I'm talking about that I need, because this is going to give me something to bounce off of, even though I can't go back and forth with that same person. But I'm still bouncing off of things and reacting to things. So this is a video about OnlyFans by Amber Russell on YouTube, and let's dive on in. Freaking commercials. I hate commercials.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. So today I'm starting a new series on my channel where I bring my friends to speak on controversial topics. So today I have my friends Ashley and Rhea here to speak about their opinions on OnlyFans pages. So okay, so the first question I have for you guys is, would you support your significant other starting an OnlyFans page?
Depends on what they're doing.
Okay, so in context for this whole video, it's surrounding like porn, basically, like nude OnlyFans pages.
Okay, then no.
Why?
It's more like our morals at that point are being
different.
Yeah. Because I will support you if you have your OnlyFans or whatever without me, or without being, if I'm not involved with you. But the moment that I'm involved with you, and for you to want to post or sell your nudes, is an act of a moral or value that I go against.
Is it because you would be embarrassed?
Yeah.
To be like associated with that?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Ashley?
I think for me, as long as it's not them and another person, like if it's not full on pornography, then I could be okay with it. Like if it's just their sexy shots, like their shirtless pictures or whatever, then hey, I can work with that. It's a hustle.
So
the first friend that said, like, that's totally valid, you know, if you don't feel that you could be with someone who does it, like, that's totally valid. There's no judgment. Like, if you can't do it, like, just, that's fine. My only issue is when people want to come in and be like, oh, everybody's just whores, you know, they're horrible piecers and they're horrible people and stuff like that. So, you know, if you're just not comfortable, then that's valid and that's fine, and I support you. If you're not comfortable, that's fine. But also, I think the misconception with OnlyFans is, yes, some people do straight up, like, porn, you know, dildos, vibrators, all that stuff, have guests where they legitimately have, like legitimately make a porn video. There are people that do that. There are other people who just sell feet pictures. There are other people who just sell their bikini pictures or their, like, lingerie pictures. And then there are other people who just sell their, just literally their nudes. They're not doing anything. It's literally just them, like, naked, and then that's it. So I think it all really just depends on, first of all, what that person is doing, and then to make sure that you are comfortable as a significant other, comfortable with whatever it is that they're doing. But I think a lot of people just assume that OnlyFans are nothing but porn. And I'm like, yes, naked pictures are pornography, but I feel like that's not as bad as like doing like literal porn videos. You know, like there's a difference. And then I also know people that have OnlyFans who they literally just post pictures of their cosplays. Like they're not even sexy cosplays. They don't get naked at all. They don't show their underwear at all. It's literally just them. Well, they're showing how they do their cosplay makeup, if they make their cosplay clothes, and then just showing it off, like acting out skits. Like, a lot of people use OnlyFans as literally just a paywall, so that if somebody wants to follow their content, you know, they're making money off of it rather than giving them everything for free like you do on Instagram anyway. Which, you know, if you got it, monetize it. No shame.
You still have some, like, shirts on or, like, bras and bikinis on. We're talking about a guy here, right?
Yeah.
So if it's just him and he's posting his own sexy pictures, that's fine. Okay. But if it's, like, actually videos of him jacking off or, like, interacting in a sexual way with somebody else, then no.
So, okay, so showing your penis off, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
What?
Just him by himself. That's fine. I don't really care. It's a hustle. But when it starts to be, like, the videos of him doing stuff with his penis or doing stuff with somebody else, that's when it's not fine.
Okay. And I bring this up because there's
I feel like they're very judgmental.
Kind of went viral on Twitter of this guy, like, breaking up with his girlfriend because she started a OnlyFans page, like, against his wishes. Like, he did not want her to do it. In that case, like, what would you do? Because people in the comments were calling him, like, weak, and he should have, like, supported his girlfriend. It's like, I don't necessarily agree with that. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
Because he is kind of, if she's making money from that, then he's kind of blocking her blessing in a sense, or like preventing her from hustling if that's the hustle she wants to perform. But
yeah,
out of respect for him, she should. I mean, there's more than one way you can come across money. Mm-hmm.
Very true.
So, my feeling is he was not wrong to be upset. And he was not wrong to break up with her, because if your partner comes to you and they're like, oh, I want to do this thing, and the other partner's like, that makes me really uncomfortable, could you please not do that? It's not about being controlling. It's not about the other person being weak. It's literally about you have to respect your partner's boundaries and respect what they're comfortable with if you want to stay in that relationship. Now, if her wanting to do it and him saying no is a deal breaker for her, then she should have broken up with him and not tried to do it behind his back. Because, you know, as soon as she's trying to do something behind somebody's back, they're gonna find out. It's gonna come out. Just be upfront about it. And then if you feel like you have to do this, you want to do this, then you are just gonna have to decide if it's worth letting go with him. Because otherwise, you're being sneaky and you're disrespecting him and you're disrespecting your relationship. So I do agree with that part, that if you're in a committed monogamous relationship and the partner wants to go and do an OnlyFans or something pornographic and the other one's not comfortable with it, you either have to leave that relationship or you have to respect that the other person is uncomfortable and not do it. You can't just do both. Like, it doesn't really work that way.
And that video, he was like, I already discussed with you that I didn't like that.
Yeah. She doesn't respect him.
Right.
How do you feel about that, Amber?
Like, I don't know. If I was dating someone and they're like, I'm about to start an OnlyFans page, I would be extremely uncomfortable because I don't want someone else being able to get access to the same things that I...
That's me, yeah.
Yeah.
But wait a second. Are they getting access? You are physical hands-on. They're not.
True, but still I don't want somebody else seeing what I see if that makes sense.
Okay, so the other two girls are definitely making the one girl uncomfortable because they don't agree with any of her opinions, which, like, is not the point of having an open and honest conversation. It's not to make the other person feel bad for their opinions, which is what is kind of happening here. But again, if that's how you feel, then just don't be with someone who has an OnlyFans. But at the same time, what the other girl is trying to say is that OnlyFans, there's no intimacy with it. Like, with the person that subscribes to you, you don't... Like, some people can talk to them and, like, try to build some semi-relationships to make sure that they're gonna, like, keep subscribing to them and, like, tip them and stuff. But most of the time, like you're not having conversations with them. You're not calling them on the phone. You're not seeing them in person. There's no intimacy. There's no physical touch to it. So like, it's just like regular porn. I mean, if you think your partner watching regular porn on like Pornhub or something is cheating, then okay. Yes. That's how you see it. Okay. But if you don't care if your partner watches regular porn, you shouldn't care that they follow OnlyFans accounts because, or maybe even have one, because there's no intimacy there. There's no, you're not going to meet up with this person and fall in love with them. You know, it's all superficial, over the internet, no contact, to where it's like, oh, I don't want people in. I think I remember Ashley's about to say, the thing I'm about to bring up is their whole thing is, well, I don't want everybody to see what I see. And I'm like, okay, but the person you're dating has slept with other people before you. So it's not like you're the only person to have ever seen it. And then, you know, people post the as racy stuff as they are allowed to get away with on Instagram already. So it's just like, if your man posts a picture of him in his swim trunks all the way down to where his V is showing, you know, wow, I mean, that shape between his hips, and he's got all his pecs out and everything, that's basically, everybody on his Instagram is already seeing that. Every girl on there already sees it. He already follows a ton of girls with their bikini pics, so what's really the difference?
Because it's like, imagine your friend group, right? And somebody within your friend group, they've dated somebody, and then that person wants to mess with you. I won't feel comfortable doing that, because to me, in the back of my head, I'm like, one of my friends already had access to you, and they know your body a certain way, and it just bothers me. So the fact that other people have access to that because they decided to sell their pictures for it, it makes me uncomfortable. Like, you can do that on your own will when you're independent, but not when we're together as a unit.
Right. So do you think the guy was wrong for breaking up with her and not wanting to be with her anymore?
No, because she had to respect his wishes. Yes. I think on your point, Maria, about, like, someone else, so I guess, like, the guy, if he goes to the beach, okay, everyone sees what you see, which is his abs. Other than his penis, I don't even know why we're calling it that, his dick, which they all look the same just about anyway, you know, yeah. Like, to me, it's just not that big of a deal. It's you're the only one that has that intimate connection with him, and you're physical with him. No one else is like that. But, I mean, physically, we all look the same. You, God, made us all kind of the same, so.
Very true. But going back on what Rhea said about not having the same morals, like, I wouldn't want to be with someone who would want to do that in the first place, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, like,
just because I would never do it myself.
Okay. Exactly. If we think about it in the sense of, like, that's kind of the world of social media these days anyway, where it's like people post up their augmented butts and boobs and they make tons of Instagram followers and they get money from it. It's almost indirectly the same thing. It's promoting your appearance. I think we're talking about two different things, because if you're talking about the porn side, then that's whole, like, that's...
Yeah, we have to differentiate the two. I mean, porn.
Okay, yeah. You're gonna be on the same page.
But I get what you mean about, like, just promoting your looks.
Yeah.
That's not an issue. That's not a problem. But even then, I still wouldn't do it. Me, personally, I would never make it to OnlyFans because, first off, I have, like, the body of a 12-year-old boy, so who wants to see that? But I feel like most people who make OnlyFans pages, they know they will profit from it because they're desirable by other people, if that makes sense.
You'd be surprised.
True. Very true.
Some bug-looking critters on that OnlyFans.
And another thing that I wanted to ask you guys, because porn is free.
True.
That so is true. Why do people decide to pay for these OnlyFans pages when you can get that for free anywhere online?
Right. So I guess
that's what I have not a problem with, but I'm just confused on why it's become so popular.
Let me tell you. I think I tried to comment this on her video, and I don't know if she deleted it or if the comment just didn't go through, but the problem with free porn is, yes, there's free porn, but places like Pornhub, XHub, RedTube, you know, those places, a lot of those porn videos are, they're either, what is the word? Revenge porn. They're revenge porn. They're legitimate rape videos. Or they're semi, not revenge porn, but they're home videos where only one person knew they were being recorded, or if both people knew they were recorded, only one person knew that it was going to be uploaded to the internet. So a lot of problems with the free porn is that a lot of times that free porn did not come with consent from the people in the video to be in it. A lot of times it's forced, and a lot of times it's revenge porn. And also, even if you see those free videos that are like legit clips from like real porn with like porn actresses and stuff, a lot of the porn industry, unless you're like one of the top porn stars, you don't make a lot of money. You're constantly endangering yourself. You're around with directors and other actors and stuff that are constantly trying to take advantage of you and things like that. So, you know, if you want good porn that you know it's consensual and you know that the people in it are being safe, it's better to buy porn, whether you're buying your subscription to Pornhub or you're buying a subscription to any other porn site. That's better. But I think a lot of the appeal from OnlyFans is because when you go on Pornhub and things like that, you kind of just have to take what you can find. It's really hard to really find a person that you think is insanely beautiful, that you're insanely attracted to, in the exact scenario, doing the exact things that you want. I think that's a lot easier to find on things like OnlyFans, because you can find a girl or a guy that you are insanely attracted to, that's like, oh, this is the exact, my perfect type of person. And then you can buy their OnlyFans, and maybe they take requests. Maybe they'll make you a personalized video. Maybe they'll make you a personalized photo. And this is the person, the exact type of physique that you were fantasizing about, that now you can get something exactly suited to what you want. When if you go to like free porn sites, you just kind of have to get what you get. You know, you don't really get to choose half the time. You're only halfway interested in what you're watching, because it's not, the people aren't exactly what you wanted to see, or the action's not exactly what you wanted to see. And to find things that you exactly want with the exact type of people you want, you do have to pay for it. And I think that's where a lot of people are making their money in OnlyFans, because people are finding them based on them being exactly what they were looking for. You know, to exactly fulfill some type of fantasy that they had.
When you can get it for free.
True. I think it's that kind of like that art of just that one person, that ability to access that mm-hmm. person.
It might be that to some people, there's a lot of famous people on OnlyFans now. Like, if you're obsessed with a famous person, or it could be creepy in a way, like, what if this guy is trying to stalk this girl in his hometown, but figures out she has an OnlyFans? Oh, I don't have to peep in her window anymore. I can get an OnlyFans. Like, she's kind of safer that way, but also kind of not, because that could, you know, propel somebody to do even crazier shit. But also, like, if it's a celebrity or an influencer and they drop an OnlyFans link, people that already liked them, for whatever reason, and now feel like they have a more intimate access to them, even though it still is not personal, like there's still no intimacy between you and that other person, but now it's a lot easier to fantasize about that famous person doing dirty things because you've seen them naked, you know?
Feel some type of way if your partner, like, okay, yeah, your partner might watch porn, but if he's actually paying for someone else's OnlyFans, how would you guys feel?
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Would you be pissed if he was just looking at free porn? But no, you would be pissed if he was paying for the OnlyFans.
Yeah, because that's like putting in a lot of effort.
That is. It's like a waste of money in a sense. Like, okay, yeah, you can get this shit for free. Why aren't you just looking at it for free? But now you're paying for it.
I mean, again, with all the ethical problems with free porn, if I was dating anybody, which I'm not currently, I feel like I would want to know who they were following on OnlyFans. Like, if it's the person looks completely different from me, and I'm just like, so why are you with me if you're not attracted to basically what I look like? But I feel like I would rather have him pay for something like that than watch free porn that I know is not ethical, you know?
Why are you specifically paying for this person?
Exactly. I feel like that means they're like, what's the word?
There's a connection or a bond?
Yeah, or they're putting in the effort to try and go for that person specifically. So they already were attracted to that person before. Let's say like someone from our high school made an OnlyFans, and someone you were dating that went to the same high school paid for their OnlyFans. Mm. That's messy, right?
Yes.
Because I would be like, hold on, were you messing with her before? Like, what's going on?
Now, that's personal. But
very personal.
If it is turned to another perspective, like the guy, because at the end of the day, they're spending money on somebody that they feel something on. If the guy goes to the strip club and he likes Lola, and he gives money to Lola, and Lola's whispering in his ear, is that the same thing? Oh my God, does that hurt the same way as him paying for Lola's OnlyFans?
See, I feel like I would rather my man pay for an OnlyFans and go to a strip club, because she's kind of right. Like, strip clubs, like, they have a lot of rules. Like, you're not supposed to get the dancers' numbers or anything like that, and you can't actually touch the dancers, but, like, they're still getting strip clubs, you know. Not strip clubs. They're still getting lap dances, and, you know, they're still seeing them in person. And I feel like it's a lot easier for something to come out of something like a strip club than just OnlyFans. And considering with OnlyFans, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Like, you pay the subscription, you can maybe leave a tip, you don't have to. You know, strip clubs, there's the entry fee, there's the paying for the drinks, there's paying for the dances, there's tipping the dancers. Like, you can run up a big bill in strip clubs, and on OnlyFans, you're not really going to spend that much money unless you're trying to be super generous. So I feel like money-wise, I'd rather him do an OnlyFans, and just for, like, me, I'd rather him not be touching another girl or being, like, that close to another girl. So I would prefer, again, for him to be following an OnlyFans.
Oh.
Well, I feel like I've never been to a strip club, but there's really no, like, emotional attachment there, is there? I mean, but there probably isn't with OnlyFans either.
I was going to say, yeah.
But, dang, you got me on that one.
I think it still runs back to the value thing, because if my man is going to the strip club, why are you going to the strip club? I mean, personally, I don't see myself enjoying going to the strip club. Mm-mm. So, it's just that disconnect. Like, we're obviously not connecting the way I thought we were. We have a disconnect somewhere within our relationship, so now it makes me reevaluate our relationship at that point.
Right. And another thing you just reminded me of, because that would make me personally feel insecure if someone I was dating is going out of their way to pay for someone's OnlyFans.
Right. You want to see her, not me.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so a few more questions I have.
I can feel that. Like, why do you need to look at another girl? But again, with the things I know about the porn industry and having an OnlyFans, it's not really like that. Because, you know, guys are going to watch porn regardless. Doesn't matter how happy he is in your relationship. Doesn't matter any of that. He's going to watch porn regardless. So I feel like I would have an issue if, like I said, if he was following all these girls that looked nothing like me, didn't have any of the same body type at all of me, and then it's just like, then do you even like me, kind of, like, that would make me doubt. That would. But if he was following girls that looked exactly like me, you know, it's just, oh, sometimes I have so many pictures of you, sometimes I just want to jerk off to something different. Okay, as long as, you know, you're not fucking anything different, that's fine.
How is this different from, like, Well, could OnlyFans be considered prostitution?
No.
Do you think?
I think it's a part of us. Maybe it's not sex work. I think it can be considered prostitution to a degree, depending on what you're selling. Some of it can be fall into fetishism. That's the word.
No.
There's so many different levels of it. It's almost like what you decide to sell yourself as.
Okay. So, I have not looked up the technical definition of prostitution, but in general, prostitution is when you are having literal sex for money, which is illegal in almost every single state. So, and it's different from porn because porn, it's one actor and another actor and they're both being paid. Prostitution, this guy is paying a girl specifically so that she will allow him to have sex with her. Okay? So there's a very big difference. And OnlyFans is nowhere near prostitution because OnlyFans, it's, you're behind your computer the whole time. And I do know, because I've had guys ask me, like, oh, do you do meetups? No, I don't. Get the fuck out of my inbox with that. But I don't know which girls do. As soon as they take that leap and they get paid for any sort of sexual favor that they do in person, that is prostitution. However, OnlyFans is just a type of sex work, which is different from prostitution. So because it's all over the internet, there's no face-to-face meeting, it's not considered prostitution. Now, I know a lot of girls on OnlyFans make a lot of their money by profiting off people's fetishes. And what that means is, so a lot of men like bondage stuff. So girls will go out and buy rope and stuff and tie themselves up and take pictures and take videos of them struggle to get out of it. That's fetish. Or, you know, a lot of men like feet. You know, they'll take pictures of them giving a handjob to a dildo with their feet. That's a fetish. That's them buying into their fetishes to do that, but that is still not prostitution. It is not prostitution until it is in person exchange of money for sexual favors. So anything that is done online is not considered prostitution. I don't understand why people get confused on that, but it's not, it doesn't correlate. It's not the same thing at all.
I should probably put a disclaimer out there that OnlyFans isn't just about, like, selling nude pictures. Like, people can make cooking videos, and people can, like, pay to get cooking lessons, but it's mostly known for people posting nude pictures and videos.
I don't even want to do that now. Prostitution because you're not like actually having sex with them. I think there are some people that do charge extra, like, hey, if you message me or something, like, you can come by my house and I'll charge you $1,000. That's where you hit prostitution. But I think there's a difference between prostitution and pornography.
Very true.
So I think right now it's just the art of my body, sort of.
That's true. And do you think that people consider what making an OnlyFans would mean for them, like, later down the line, as far as their reputation goes? Do you think that can taint their reputation in the future, or do we live in a society where that doesn't really matter anymore?
It depends on what industry you're trying to go into.
That's very true. It depends on what you're trying to do. Like, I know for a fact, teachers, if your student's parent or your student even sees you in a bar, you can get fired. Like, legit. So if you ever want to be a teacher, you can't really do that. I don't know, maybe not even a doctor. But I did read this article where there was this mechanic, or she worked at a shop, but she also had an OnlyFans just on the side. And I guess somebody in the shop found it and fired her for it, which I thought was a little ridiculous. What does, people don't really care at auto shops. But it really just depends on who you work for in the industry that you're trying to go into. But, like, if you're an influencer and your whole job has been internet stuff, You can probably get away with doing it if you're famous. You can probably do it. There's so many famous people jumping on board. I know a lot of girls that do it, but they keep their faces out of it, and they'll like blur out any markings that you can clearly tell is them, like tattoos and stuff. So they're making money but being anonymous, so it shouldn't hurt them unless they get doxxed by somebody, which is illegal, so I would not do that if I were you. And I wouldn't leak any girl's OnlyFans either, because that is also illegal and they can and will sue you for that. But I really just think it depends, like, and it also depends on, like, do you have the thick skin for it? Because I'm sure that's why a lot of girls use stage names on their OnlyFans too. So, like, if you just Google somebody's name, an OnlyFans might pop up, but more often than not, it's not going to pop up because they use it under a stage name, which means it shouldn't get out unless a photo with their face gets leaked. So it really just depends on, are you okay with the possibility of a leak? And if you're not, probably don't do it. But then if you are okay with the possibility of a leak, you have to be prepared for people either to fire you or to not want to hire you if you try to go into a different type of industry.
Nothing to lose. What do you mean by nothing to lose? So, like you said, it depends on the industry you're going into. So I guess if you're trying to tap into maybe more of a family-friendly image,
mm-hmm.
and then you hear about it in the past that you had an OnlyFans account, and it's like, oh, what happened? What was all that about? It would kind of mess with your image for that. Because, I mean, I can imagine someone like BlackChina having an OnlyFans.
I think she does.
She's now trying to tap into getting into the Nickelodeon movies. It's like, why is that lady on the movie?
True. Right. Like, if you're a teacher, oh, you can forget about it.
Yeah.
Right. But that's the thing, or one of the dangers of, like, making an OnlyFans, because it's supposed to be, like, private. Like, no one's really supposed to know unless you
promote it.
But there have been people who will, like, leak your OnlyFans page.
Okay. I don't remember what I was saying.
Oh.
You left off on the word snitching. I don't remember that.
What was I saying?
Oh, you were... Because the guys, they can snitch and leak your...
Oh, yeah, leaking stuff.
Yeah, but where was I going with that?
You're supposed to be very private, but it can end up getting put out in public because people are leaking. Okay, you don't have it from here.
I don't
know. Well, I think... that's true. It can get leaked, you can get doxxed, things like that. But again, like I already said, that's technically illegal, and you can and will get sued if you do that to somebody. And they can sue you for all that you're worth, bro. Like, I would calm down on that. But I think the biggest takeaway is you just have to be prepared to do it. Like, are you prepared to do that kind of thing? Are you willing to take the risks of being doxxed and all that kind of not good stuff? And then it just depends on, do you actually want to do it? Because I know a lot of people that are prompted by how much money they see other people make. And yes, if you need money and it's about money, go ahead and do it. But it's just like any other thing you do in life. If you're not passionate about it, you're not happy doing it, that translates, and then you're not going to make any money. But I also know a lot of girls that have done it, didn't think they were going to make anything because they have really low self-esteem, they don't have body confidence, and then they do it, and they get all these fans, and then it turns into not even being about the money, because this gave them their body confidence that they never had before, and now they feel beautiful and confident, and it gave them that. And I feel like that's the most rewarding part of it, because it gave them something that they lacked before, that they needed to do this in order to gain that feeling of confidence and beautiful and secure in who they are in their body. And I feel like society tries to take that away from girls, but then society is the one that tells them, oh, you have to be skinny, you have to be blonde, no cellulite, no stretch marks, don't starve yourself, but you have to be under this amount. But then as soon as girls either love themselves when they're big, then it's a problem. If you love yourself when you're skinny, it's a problem. Oh, you need more curves. But then if you love yourself and you want to make money off of your body from because you love yourself, it becomes into another problem. Oh, that's not acceptable. Why are you whoring yourself out? And I'm just like, nothing is gonna make society happy. So I feel like you have to do what's going to make you happy. If you need to do this to make yourself more confident in your body, do it. If you need to do this because you need money, but you also need that confidence, do it. If you want to do this for fun, do it. Do whatever's going to make you happy, whatever's going to make you feel better in your life, in your body. And don't let anybody judge you or look down on you for that. And I think that will be the end of this week's episode. I may try and film another episode just by myself, and then another one with, and then hopefully another one coming soon with Tony. We'll see how it goes. I can't wait to talk to you guys next time. Bye.